It's 9:30 in the morning at Poets House, a 50,000-volume poetry library and resource center in downtown Manhattan, and scores of children have just been told to read their poems aloud, all at the same time. This exercise may help the kids work off some of their nervous energy as they await their turn at the microphone in front of the room. They have spent many months in classroom workshops learning to appreciate reading and writing poetry, like Answer My Questions by an 8-year-old student named John.
Do you know why worms have to go get back to dirt to survive? Why does the sun have to rise and then fall? Why can't male animals have babies? Why can't magic become true so we can do anything we want? Does a peacock know how to dance? Have you ever seen a mermaid play soccer without feet?
Poets House director Lee Bruschetti says that kids' active imaginations and endless curiosity make them natural poets.
Seeing children as they're going through language acquisition is experiencing the joy and the plasticity of language.
Take, for example, the quirky, if technically correct, title of fourth grader Khadiju Darbak's poem, Elatedness Is Everywhere.
On the street of elatedness, a cowboy catches a pig and slaps his leg and says, yeehaw. On the street of elatedness, a girl gets a horse painted with splats of red, white, and blue with 50 stars on its face. On the street of elatedness, gooses talk to humans and aliens are a girl's best friend.
Khadija says she also likes to hear other people's poems.
Yeah, because you get to know how people's experiences are like and their feelings and how they can express themselves in different ways.
Why is that something you want to do?
Because it can make me see who they really are and what kind of a person they are.
Children can use poetry to offer an insight into their lives. Third grader Mia LaBianca wrote about her community in On the Colorless Street.
On the colorless street, a man walks in gray with no expression, like an ant, no expression. On the colorless street, a woman dresses in white, like a ghost. On the colorless street, a boy wears black as if he is a shadow. On the street, no one cares for color. No one cares for color.
A poem can give expression to emotional subject matter that might be difficult to broach directly in a conversation. Here's an excerpt from I Wonder by 9-year-old Ava Gardner.
I wonder, I wonder, does the earth sing to the moon when it's tired? Does snow yell to the grass when snow is melting? When pleats are struck, are they moaning and groaning? When people yell, do your ears burst?
Poet Dave Johnson, who led the school workshops for Poets House, says poetry can help build a sense of community. He admits it can be scary to read a poem you've written out loud and to open yourself up to criticism. But taking that risk, he says, can promote trust and inspire empathy from others.
We had a reading this morning where one young lady was petrified of getting up in front of this huge room of people. And when she finally got the courage to read and she was crying a little, they all rushed up and hugged her. And I thought, you know, it's poetry, but it's more than that. It's this moment, this coming together, this communal act of saying, it's okay, we're here, and we're listening to you.
Poets House recently published A Neighborhood of Poems, an anthology of the work created during this year's project in the New York City schools. Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.